Hi, it's Sarah Smutny, your host of the Simply Imbalanced podcast. I'm super happy that you're listening in today. And here in this podcast, we are going to go deep on gut health, anti-inflammatory living, spirituality, self-care, and so much more.
Hi, Chris. So I'm very, very happy to finally have Chris here. He is a breathwork teacher. I followed one of his retreats last year, and it was amazing. Since then, I'm a big breathwork fan, and I'm so happy that we finally made it that I can interview you. So yeah, hi Chris again.
Hello.
Maybe tell us a little bit about yourself.
Who I am? Yeah. Well, I'm Christopher. I live in Lyon. I guess I was born near here. I was born south of here, but I've always lived in Lyon. And with an English dad, which is why I speak English, who took us to America really quickly for 7 years, then back to France, then to England, then back to France. That's big, a lot of movement in my life. So basically, I speak French and I speak English.
Yeah.
And then I did IT though at university in England. I got a master's in IT, so nothing with what I do now. But
how did that happen that you then changed completely to what you're doing now?
Nothing spectacular. Just I kind of knew I didn't really like what I was doing while I was there. But obviously the university life was fun. Quickly, after 1 year in the industry, I was like, I need something else. I met a girl who I still know. She's my ex now, but she traveled in America and Mexico, sorry, which is where I went for. So I went traveling for a year and a half, which is where I discovered yoga. I didn't really enjoy it the first time, to be honest. It was a class full of girls. I didn't know what was going on. But then I bought a meditation book in 2012. And I just started meditating on my own, just trying that out. And then I started practicing postures, the physical yoga in 2014, 15, 14, still in Mexico, just before coming back. I got hooked maybe 2015 when I started practicing yoga traditionally in a school. And then I definitely got hooked when I discovered Soma breath and breath work the following year, 2016 or 17. And yeah, ever since 2016, it's been steady trainings and learning. And
yeah.
Yeah.
But what was your first impression with when you started practicing more yoga and meditation also after you had bought this book? What made you hooked, let's say?
Yeah, good question. The feeling of discovering something new as well and looking into it and realizing little by little how vast it is and starting to understand why everyone's into yoga. And the feeling behind the actual breath work, which is what got me hooked, because it actually does make you feel good. And you're like, whoa, why does it make you feel so good? And then meditation was hard, to be honest. I liked it, but it was very difficult to hold a posture. And now I got back into meditation, which is something more subtle. So I should have maybe started with movement and breath work, but which has a stronger impact, more sensations in the... more easily accessible, I want to say.
Yeah, I want to say also that what I liked about breathwork when I did also, when I was following your retreat, that it's basically meditation in action.
Yeah.
Kind of, you know, because you are basically guided and you do something like in, out, it's just breathing in a way, what we anyway do every day. But I mean, it feels active. It's not like in the meditation where you sit still and you, basically your mind is racing, especially for people who are having Vata like me and many other people out there who have, a busy mind. That's why I found it very, very, as you say,
very efficient
and easy to directly get into it.
Mm.
Yeah. What is your experience with that?
Yeah, some people feel like they can. Some people sit down. It's a minority, I want to say, but they can sit down without any prior practice and just enter a meditative state pretty simply. Most people, I want to say, need some sort of training, activity beforehand, namely breath work, which is why in the yoga system there is breathing practices prior to meditation. It's not for nothing. But yeah, and for those people, this sort of practice definitely quiets the mind and puts you in a more spacious state.
Yeah.
And what I love about this particular technique, Soma breath, it's called, is that it works pretty much every time. Like yoga works as well, running or whatever, you always get the feeling. But it's definitely the word that comes back more and more from my students is reset. You always have a reset with Soma breath. You start from
Yeah.
what you start in one state, you do the breathing, and in 15, 20 minutes, you're more positive, you feel better, and yeah, you have a reset. So it works every time.
Yeah.
No matter how many times you've been doing it as well, you don't, there's no, you don't build a tolerance to it. You
Yeah.
do bits, but yeah, it's very accessible for modern people as well. It's because there's, as you said, there's the in and the out. It's kind
Yeah.
of an imposed rhythm. You're not counting in your head. There's no metronome.
Yeah,
It's
that's what I find. You can completely let your mind go because you don't have to, as you say, think like, okay, how many breaths did I do already? Did I count perfectly? No, you're just completely guided. You kind of say, shut up your mind. You're even like in this, it's like in this, these jokes from the child from the school about the blonde woman. Where you said there was one joke when I was young about blonde woman who doesn't even know how to breathe, and she has this headset on that says in out, and then the hair cutter takes it off, and then she's
I
basically dead. It
didn't
always makes me think of that. So yeah,
that
basically almost like for people who don't want to think at all, even the breathing is taken care of. So yeah, it's
joke.
amazing. So what is so special about Soma breath?
Well, I would say it's nothing. They didn't create anything new on the breathing side, apart from the guidance with the in and the out. This sort of structure comes from pranayama. It's been there for a long time, this sort of rhythmic breathing followed by an empty retention and then a full retention. That's just classic pranayama. But
Yeah.
then they added the music because the founder is an actual he used to guide ecstatic dancers. So there's a lot of music with which you can travel on the in
Yeah.
French, you say voyager. You can
Yeah.
let yourself get taken away by the music. And it's amazing music as well. It's not just him who creates it. He has a bunch of musicians, and they got amazing music for you to breathe to. And so it gives us as instructors a lot of material to work with and make compilations. And so you basically become a DJ as well.
Yeah, it's awesome. I really love
Yeah,
the music behind. So
that's
yeah,
amazing.
and anyone who has not tried it yet, at the end, of course, Chris will tell us how you can contact him because he offers his breathwork as well online. So as you get kind of an audio, so you can do it wherever you are, if you're in the train, if you're
Not
in your
driving.
bed, on your sofa, you can do it everywhere. That's super handy. You don't have to go to a studio to do the breathwork. Of course, that's also possible, but you would say, what would you say? It's good to do it, of course, the more better, more often and less than doing.
It depends. That's a good thing as well because it's the structure of Soma breath is it comes in cycles. They're breath cycles. You want to do at least two to get some benefits. And two you can do in 15, 20 minutes. That's the sort of reset.
Yeah.
You can do three, which starts really changing your state of consciousness, and you're entering deeper states of meditation. Four or five cycles of breathing, you definitely that you want to do more moderately. So two
Yeah.
cycles you can do every day. Three or four, I'd do it every other day, maybe. Four, five, six cycles, maybe once every week max,
Yeah.
because it's more
And
of a shock.
would you say that you also then enter more like a theta state?
Depends, but I'd say, yeah, they've actually measured the brain waves. One guy actually studied, one of my trainers actually, he studied the brain waves to what happens to doing a group of people after two cycles of Soma breath. And they're actually, yeah, there was a quieting, there was a lot of theta, but there was this also activation of this one part of the brain, I think is the right insula, which is linked to sensations of unity, connection, and compassion as well. And I think those are the words. I can't remember exactly, but basically it's a similar state that some really experienced meditators get into, and you do get this sort of bliss state at the end. So it's not for no reason that these
Yeah. Oh, I
because
love this. Unity, compassion, and what was the last one?
bliss, I want to say.
Yeah,
Because
that's
they ask the
basically
people to
what we all
write.
want, right?
Yeah,
That's
it's
what
exactly
we
what you
all
all want.
want.
That's what you feel doing it. So yeah. You
Yeah.
did
So, with everything I know already about breathwork, I'm super convinced that it's very, very helpful for gut healing as well, because it has a very good effect on on the vagus nerve. And so for everybody who's now listening, the vagus nerve is actually going from the gut up to your brain, and it's linked to all the organs. And basically, when you have a blocked or not stimulated vagus nerve, you have kind of all kind of issues. And that's why the main goal with gut healing is, of course, healing your gut microbiome, but also healing the vagus nerve. And this you can do by eating, of course, more fiber, exercise, and eating less sugar, etc. But breathwork and meditation are really important tools, I would say, for that. So did you also have some clients who had a good experience with breathwork, for example, like on their gut health, on their digestion,
On
or
the digestion, not that comes to mind. People who come to me with digestive health, normally they want to, yeah, they're more in the, they're looking into the nutrition aspect. I do deal with a bit of nutrition as well, but I give them, I give them normal. Usually, I give them vagal toning, we call it. So it's aums, chanting. Could be ohms, could be aum, it could be just a doesn't matter on the actual chanting, just something that vibrates. That stimulates your vagal tone and will therefore help your gut microbiome. And any long exhalations, anything that relaxes that stimulates the parasympathetic, I want to introduce just simple techniques. So yeah, they do. It's a good tool. I wouldn't just give breath work for healing the gut.
Amazing. So actually, I was so amazed when I came to your retreat that it's so easy to do at home. Because before I always thought that you have to go to the studio, and it became quite complicated, to do it more frequently. But the way how you work, or I don't know if all of breathwork teachers work like this, but the way with these audios, which you can download and do it every day,
All you need is
is
this.
so good. Just with a good headset, it's just such a good one. So if you haven't tried yet, if you're listening now to this episode, really try that. It's amazing.
I got to say, they are in. I do teach in France. I've only got maybe one or two English sessions, but I do guide mainly in French. But the counting's in English, so you can always just listen to the counting.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like the counting is in, out, so
Yeah.
everybody
In two, three,
understands that.
four. Oh, yeah, there's a bit of counting.
So I would like to also know, like, for what would you say do you need special soma breath? Like, do you have special sets of breath for different, let's say, conditions? Like, for example, for anxiety, depression, ADHD,
Personality disorders.
yes. Do you have like special sets, or stress would also be one of them?
Yeah, obviously the big ones are you can tailor the breath work to suit the to the inv individual, absolutely. Because we do incorporate we do use obviously slower breathing, some sort of coherent balanced breathing, and we use a lot of fast breathing as well. I'm not going to give fast breathing to someone who's overly anxious. I'm not going to give slow breathing to someone who's feeling very tired and needs kind of stimulation, like someone who's too depressed, for example. So yeah, you definitely have different formats for the person. But even the powerful ones, I call them the energized sessions, the ones that really boost you, and there is quite of a few long sessions of fast breathing. After the fast breathing, your body goes into a parasympathetic sort of state. You're always going to be relaxed afterwards. It's just that during the breathing, you might be imbalanced based on your state. So yeah, depression, anxiety, ADHD, I'd give more like meditation for that. Because yeah, I do have I do a train in I train people in meditation as well, and you definitely have different styles and categories of meditation that you can give to certain mental issues. And what's even better is that you give the right breathing technique to support that meditation,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah,
where
because you can combine them.
absolutely. And that's what I do in my training.
Yeah.
A 50-hour training in Lyon. We look at breath work and meditation and combine the two,
Yeah.
which is
That's
pretty
still one where I
awesome.
want to come join.
Yep, I'm waiting for you.
Yeah.
We're
This
waiting.
autumn might be the moment where I do that. Yeah. So what now I forgot what I wanted to ask you.
No worries.
Yeah, so when you were just telling, for example, energizing for people who are always, who need a boost,
Break
basically, I
down.
was thinking also of the Ayurvedic doshas, you know, so Kapha, Vata, and Pitta
Absolutely.
could be very interesting, like tailored on that, you know, offering.
Well, that's what they do, but in pranayama, in Ayurveda, they have a special posture, pranayama techniques, that'll support the dosha. For example, I heard recently that what from one of my teachers that introducing what you call viloma pauses in the exhalation is recommended for vata. When you imagine you have to do a long exhalation, you do pause,
Ah.
pause. You add 1 to 5 pauses in the exhalation only. If you put them in the inhalation, it might support, I don't know, pitta or something. I don't know exactly how it works, but it's really interesting. But yeah,
Yeah, super
that's what they do in
interesting.
Ayurveda.
Yeah.
It gets really technical.
Yeah. And isn't it also very powerful to combine breath work with cold water immersion?
Ah, that's the realm of Wim Hof. Yeah,
Yeah.
for sure. Yeah, they do use that style of breathing for cold water exposure for sure. Exactly why, I couldn't tell you exactly why, because there's multiple reasons. But you definitely get it in alkaline states through Wim Hof style of breathing. You definitely turn you quiet the mind, and you turned on a lot of hormones that is going to help you deal with pain or
Yeah.
discomfort. So the cold, endorphins, for example.
Yeah, and it brings down the cortisol level. That's what
And it brings
I.
on the cortisol, yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely.
But doesn't
Yeah.
also with your style of Soma breath, does it also bring down?
It's the exact same. Format. It's rhythmic breathing, followed by empty lung retention, followed by full lung retention. Wim Hof does the same thing, except that his rhythmic breathing, it's power breathing. It's
Yeah.
he even breathes in through the mouth. With Soma breath, we do inhale for 4, exhale for 4. We'll maybe speed it up in the end and do power breathing. We might do in 4, out 8, 4, 8, we call that.
Yeah.
So that's the difference with the rhythmic breathing. Wim Hof just goes straight to it. You'd breathe in 30 times.
Yeah.
It's efficient, but it's a bit more. It's less fun. It's more pranayama yoga style, I want to say, Soma breath than Wim Hof, which is why I prefer it.
Yeah, I also
I wouldn't do
prefer
it in the water, by the way. There have been some accidents in the water. Never do that breathing inside. Do it before.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I also prefer Soma breath because yeah, it just fits more to what I like. But certainly anytime any kind of breathing is amazing for you. So I would say experiment, try Soma breath, try Wim Hof or try all kind of other breath work
I want to say though,
vibes.
it's important to understand the word breath work gets used everywhere these days, and the actual word breath work came. Was this was it used in the 50s or the 60s when the guy who created holotropic breath work, well, the guy who created that, his name is Stanislav Grof or something, and he used that as a therapeutic tool, to treat some of his patients, especially that have trauma. And that has nothing to do with breath retentions. That's just only hyperventilation. It's much more shocking for the system. It should be used definitely under supervision. There's also rebirthing, which I'm going to get trained in soon. Rebirthing is another style, like holotropic. No retentions, just hyperventilation for maybe 40 minutes. There's music, there's guidance, there's other stuff. It's not just that, but breathing wise.
Yeah.
Soma breath, Wim Hof, pranayama, we use breath retentions, which is much more balancing for the system.
Yeah. And then you can do also at home alone. I mean, not supervised.
Exactly. Once you know what you're doing. But people use, they call soma breath breathwork now. They call pranayama breathwork. They use breathwork all over the place. But just, I just want to clear that up.
Yeah.
Good.
Very good that you made this clear. Last question. Is would you say that breath work, especially soma breath, what you're practicing, is also rejuvenating?
Yes. So it's gonna, any sort of stress, positive stress, what we call hormetic stress, is can be rejuvenating and have a positive effect on cellular, what they call it, autophagy or something.
Autophagy,
Cellular,
yeah.
yeah. Which is kind of like any positive stress, even like here, the positive stress comes from empty lung retention, where you're depriving yourself of oxygen, which is called intermittent hypoxia. You can get the same similar effects from fasting, cold exposure, heat exposure, running. So yeah, all these sort of practices that build resilience, that, I mean, all these practices that stimulate a positive stress response, as long as it's
Yeah.
intermittent, are gonna improve your resilience. And therefore, in a way, it depends exactly what you mean by rejuvenation, but yeah, it can definitely build resilience to aging, for example. So,
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely.
that's super interesting.
I know for sure. It's one of the best breathing
Yeah.
modalities.
Yeah, and if you combine this with alkaline eating, with lots of movement fiber, nature, then it's of course, yeah, it's always of course a holistic
Yeah, it's one pillar. Yeah,
yeah, it's
breathing.
one pillar. Of course, if you eat the whole day only fast food and then you do a little bit of breath work. Of course, it will have some effects, but it's much more powerful if you combine it with a lifestyle.
Absolutely, because it's the energetic system as well. If you want to go into the yoga, and all the energetic channels will be clean from your good eating, you'll get many more benefits from all these sort of practices if you're
Yeah.
keeping the body
It's like
free.
a virtuous cycle you get into it.
Yeah, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah. I'm even more motivated now to do my daily breath work. I just
Well, you've got
booked
it.
another month with Chris
Yeah.
of breathwork. So how can people contact you if they want to
Yeah, of
try
course.
it?
So basically, I have a website, findingspace.fr. There's a button on there at some point, join weekly breathwork or be added to the breathwork list. There's also my Instagram, which has another button for joining online breathwork. My Instagram is Yogi
Yeah,
Dearden.
but I will put it all in the
Oh,
I will
you'll
put
put
it
it
all in the
on.
show notes. Don't worry.
So yeah, basically Instagram or on my website, you can find the contact page, which goes to my email.
Yeah.
Basically, I need your email and I'll get
Yeah.
you.
And then you're in the email list and then you get
Then
yeah.
you're in. And if you want to train, that gets much more interesting for if you're a yoga teacher or a nutritionist, coach, anything actually. And you understand French. Obviously, I get a lot of English students at my trainings, but yeah, you do need to understand French. But then yeah, get in touch for 50 hours of diving deep.
Yeah, super cool. So yeah, thank you, Chris, that finally we made it. And yeah, thank you
Thank you,
all for
Sarah.
listening
Thank you.
again to my podcast. And if you have any questions to Chris or to me about breathwork, about anything else, just reach out to us on Instagram, and we are very, very happy to answer all the questions and connect with you.
Thank you, Sarah. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.